Welcome back to another segment here of the fourth week of the April series of programs on why is WCGA the station that can reawaken sleeping and dying America? Can she do it? We believe by God's power, might, mercy, and grace, it can be done. And as I said in that previous segment, I think it's going to start in earnest when we have 3,136 committed listeners who speak with the same voice when they say, we believe what they're saying, and that's what we need to do, and here's what we're going to do to make it happen. Come along board and cooperate with this program, this plan that exists to make this pipe dream come true, but God. Pipe dream, but God. With Him, all things are possible. Now, I'd begun to talk a couple of segments ago about the reason that we focus on men in this organization. And I know it's not popular to talk about that in America today because of something called the Gnostic movement that almost destroyed the church in the first century AD. I'm not going to go into a great lesson on Gnosticism, but you're going to hear a lot about it from the 1st of May through the 31st of July. We're going to talk about that frequently and intensely, because the word Gnosticism may not mean anything to you, but it is the ruling ideology of those people who occupy the power seats in our government and in our culture, increasingly in law, increasingly in education, or for a long time in education, in entertainment, in Hollywood, huge part of Hollywood. It's encroached in many, many of our churches. And it's even encroached in the family. And it is deadly. And yet we are like frogs being boiled in water. We are enabling the Gnosticism that is killing us. And in order to counter it and to do something productive, we have to know what we know. And that's the Word of God. We must know the Word of God. Now, that said, I hesitate to wander here, but the cure for Gnosticism is proactive, traditional men. Men who get angry. Men who double up their fist and want to strike out at an enemy. Men who see something that needs to be done and they do it. Men that love their families, their wives and their families passionately and want to defend them. In other words, the traditional John Wayne or the traditional man that has helped found every great culture that's ever existed. Yeah, they've said, well, I want it, I see it, therefore I take it. And under the force of testosterone, go and do things sometimes that aren't really nice. But eventually, good men establish just systems. And those just systems prosper with the help of their wives and their families and their neighbors. And a really good thing happens. And America was one of those. But once those borders get established, and once the old male lion gets fed, he wanders off into the bush and roars his prowess and then lets the women do the work. And pretty soon it's the women that run the culture. And as well-intentioned as they may be, history says it doesn't work. The Bible tells us it's not the way it's supposed to be. And America today has been conditioned to hiss and boo at people who say what I've just said. But this organization is going to model before a witnessing world God's way. And that is men created for the marketplace, empowered by godly women who help sustain them in that effort. And in the month of May, you're going to talk to and hear from the most powerful woman in the world who's going to second what I said. I happen to be married to her. Most people look at her and say, that little thing? Yeah. And when I finish telling you about her and you hear her words, you'll know she is the most powerful woman in the world. And she will tell you everything I've said to this point is 100% correct, because she helped teach it to me. Wonderful lady, and you're going to have a chance to meet her. But we're working through men predominantly in this activity of WCGA. We want men to model for other men what they should be doing and what they should have been doing, so that we can get those who are created for the marketplace, the agora, involved. Those are men. And they can do the things with force of will that statistically women are not supposed to do or are not equipped to do. They're equipped for other things. Yeah, boy, that's sexist, Woody. Well, if you believe that, you've swallowed a Marxist lie. I want you to understand that what we're doing is not what most people will agree with, but it's based in Scripture, and WCGA will be a beacon light in the confusion that currently reigns in this culture. And we believe that WCGA can reawaken a sleeping America that right now is dying. Thank you. See you on the other side.